The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's November the 16th, 2008. It's the birthday of a radio performer, mostly forgotten today, once considered the first lady of radio, Mary Margaret McBride, born in Paris, Missouri, in 1899. She was one of the first serious radio interviewers, had a syndicated program, and in her first 20 years on the air, interviewed over 30,000 guests from the world of politics and literature, the arts, and entertainment. And in her heyday in the late 1940s, Mary Margaret McBride had about 6 million daily listeners, most of them housewives. Spent most of her adult life in New York City, but she retained her Missouri twang. Always a well-prepared interviewer, always read the guests' books, and she never announced in advance the names of the guests who'd be on the show, so people tuned in each day not knowing who to expect. It was a profitable show, and she only did commercials for products that she herself actually would want to use and refused to endorse cigarettes or alcohol. It's the birthday of the playwright George S. Kaufman, born in Pittsburgh, 1889, who wrote or co-wrote more hit plays than anyone else in the history of Broadway: Animal Crackers, Strike Up the Band, You Can't Take It With You, and many others. His mother was a hypochondriac. She passed it on to her son. He grew up fearful of germs, extremely thin, extremely shy, obsessed with cleanliness, terrified of being touched. He never shook hands. But he was known to all of his writing partners over the years as a meticulous rewriter and polisher who was never satisfied with a script, even up until the last minute, always terrified that his play would be a flop. Here's a poem for today by Moria Simon, entitled Waste Management. Every night a bear comes round our house to scare up some windfall pears or to forage for fragrant garbage. Trudging on soft padded feet and slightly open-mouthed, he's an ursine Tony Soprano, I think, seeking refuge from autumnal hungers as he forages the town's alleys. Burly as a nightclub bouncer, nearsighted, he browses through our lives' detritus, appearing as a refugee from day's ample shadows. Our bear noisily chases a neighborhood cat, a disemboweler of mouses. Then he eats the worst types of underworld scum, larval worms in day-glow trousers, food storehoused in a huge belly that sways to and fro when he travels. Despite his slovenly slouch, our bear's a marvel of mafia etiquette as he curses and wantonly carouses in the dim byways of the forest, as he sways in raveling air to snap the bark off trees with his tough teeth and calluses. We curse the furry rampages of our famished bear, who's surely gotten high on gruff power as he struggles to grip trash can rims with iron fingers, ever roused to action by brisk whiffs of winter or our ribald catcalls. Oh, made man, living drunk or dour, don't settle for trudging on soft padded feet, staying tight-hearted. Know, as I do, how fear and desire drive us all. Look how nightly a bear circumambulates our lives with such ardor. A poem by Moria Simon, Waste Management, from her collection Cartographies, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.